Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and Eric International
Nicole. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting.
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
What's up, man? Welcome back. Welcome back, Regular Game Radio. Tuesday time to massacre a language. And we was up in the building, man. If you missed yesterday's show, you definitely need to check back in the archives and check out My Health, Your Health Monday. And when we talked about cocaine is a hell of a drug. People, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Not that I've had, you know, in-depth experience with it myself, but yeah, check back with the show, man. We had everybody from the UK, the Netherlands, Texas. Wow, man, we had everybody. Just California, everybody. Just weird. It was real weird how everybody just called up out of the blue on that day that we talking about cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I mean the world. And when I say the world, I mean the world. Called in, man. And it was definitely crazy. It was a good time. Shout out to Dow Jones, Ray, what was it, Rob Murph or something like that. Everybody from the UK called up, hung out, you know what I'm saying? Put their 2 cents in on the conversation and everything, and we had a good time, man. And big up to Goofy Ball, man. We held it down for the show for y'all yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I was out and about in the neighborhood, in the hood. Mr. Goofy Ball started the show, and Mr. Cyanide, a.k.a. Captain Cyanide, you know what I'm saying, and took over the show for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Blessed the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we do up in this B.I.I.S. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, man. So what we do here on Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, we massacre another person's language. This month's language is Creole, Haitian Creole. And stop by say, you know what I'm saying? To all my peoples out there, all the Haitians, old, and everybody else out there, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. And, yeah, that's what we do. We keep it real. And, I mean, we keep it real. So I get into a little bit of music, you know what I'm saying, to get everybody loose, get them juices pumping and flowing, you know what I'm saying? And then we start massacring the language. So today's show is hosted by Captain Smell, so good, and my international co-host, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Cyanide. And it's going down real big with our Heavenly Angel sidekick, Miss Heavenly Angel. Huh? Yeah. This new music right here, man, this is Bruce. It's called Stacking Guac. You know what I'm saying? Stacking Guac. Yes. Tuesday time to master language. Presents Creole. Alo. Home and we. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
money, getting that cash, double up, quick, fast. You could get rocks if you think that we playing. Only real G's with me on the lyrics that I'm saying. It's that homage I'm paying to the best rappers who open the door for the big. My city be the star. Disrespect to E-40, too short of Mac J. They're the ones who set the trend for the whole Bay Area. And if you outside the Bay, we ain't scared of you. You come through the Bay, you can't compare to us. We got a different style, different swag, different flow. Got a different whip, different bitch, different code. You seen a couple of our stars in the mainstream, but you ain't seen us all, cause this is what we be.
Mama, say,
back at you, y'all. Give me just a second. Tuesday time to master the language for this Creole live up in the building. Like, again, radio.
Baby, because I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your dick is why I write this song. Baby, because I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your dick is why I write this song. But love a man, even when you know he's unfaithful and he's telling you everything that you want to hear. Hold you tight when you cry, know it's just the way it is. Some days everything seems perfect. Bubble bath, champagne with the candles lit. But then it's back to square one with the bullshit. Talking about he don't know who the hell calling. They calling, he's lying, he's cheating. But I'm trying, hard to break away from this madness. But you touch my heart with so much passion. Insecurity, I know I need to let go. He got me fighting bitches that I don't know. From day one, my girl telling me I'm messed up. I believe it too until I find out he was right. Baby, because I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your kiss is why I write this song. Baby, because I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on your kiss is why I write this song. Thinking about the many times we broke up. Are you really meant to be? Is bad luck a dear God? I don't ask for much, but just a little bit of love and a lot of affection. I should've let you go, but I feel a connection. Like the love we share was pure perfection. Our hearts were both moving in the same direction. Everything was right, but then he went left. I'm tired of chasing him, now I'm all out of breath. I gave him my life, he lived for himself. I took my life back so he can hurt someone else. Cause too many years of heartache have gone by. Years of loving, fighting, and more lies. He played with my body, abused my mind. But I'll be damned if I let him break my heart this time. Baby, because I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on you, this is why I write this song. Baby, because I love you strong. Even through the times that you did me wrong. I know in my heart this is where you belong. Reminiscing on you, this is why I write this song.
Thank you. hit the ground.
That's the Rose Project right there, people. You know what I'm saying? And, man, I'm done. All right, once again, let me get some shout-outs from yesterday's show, man. We had a good time, you know what I'm saying? My Health, Your Health Monday presents cocaine. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. You know?
Timmy!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Heavenly Angel.
In the house already.
Well, then.
I got the cable guy here. Cable guy's here.
Oh, trying to find out what's wrong with your internet and stuff?
Yeah, getting it all set up properly. Getting wireless internet.
Oh, you're getting wireless.
Yeah, and then I got a bad signal, too, for the TV and... Hopefully they can fix it. I'm in a bad spot here.
Oh, you don't want them dead. No. She's in the
kind of vortex.
Oh. That's like PV out in the boondocks, you know. Well, down here, you know, we got some places that you move out too far, you ain't going to get cable. They just don't run service out there yet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's only one service I can get for internet. And that's Comcast. They don't offer any others around here.
Comcast must be high as hell, then.
I thought we were in 2010 here, you know, not 1950.
Comcast, damn. That's good. I ain't heard of them since fucking Jones Cable. Time
Comcast is big here. That's what we got here, Comcast. But then there's Quest.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, there's Quest, but they're not hooked up here. I mean, they're hooked up, but not in my neighborhood.
Oh.
I could get Verizon, but I don't have Verizon.
Verizon sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks ass. You got too many hidden charges, man. I don't be fucking with no Verizon, man. Verizon will have you ride on them, and I mean ride on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean ride on them. All right,
Go ahead.
I was just saying we're getting into Creole today, and it's coming up. I got to get something in my stomach. Man, I'm on this hill. Shout out to Big Tip. Hung out at the club last night. You know what I'm saying? Fired me up. Man, I got damn hurt. So he sat there and smoked with the boy on a slow-ass Monday. And we chilled, you know what I'm saying? We chilled.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening.
My last name is Creole. I mean, it's not Creole, but my last name is from Creole. I mean, it's from Louisiana.
Oh. What was that? Oh, the Burdue? Burdo?
Burrow. Burrow.
Oh, Burrow.
Burrow.
Burrow. Burrow. You been to Louisiana before?
No, actually, it's my ex-husband's last name. He was Creole.
Oh. Oh,
well,
no.
Part Creole, anyway.
He was represent, but he wasn't represent.
You know, he's got that medium tan skin with green eyes and French features.
Okay.
French,
I know
black
what that is.
And
yeah.
Cuban
French features.
French back. French black and Cuban with some Indian.
What the hell is French features?
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
I know what you're capable of, all right? All that French skin or whatever you just said, yeah, I know what you're capable of, lady, all right? I know what French features are. Well, look at those damn French features.
No, French features like high cheekbones and a pointy nose. That's what I say.
Okay, that sounds like a witch,
yeah.
But all right, then. Buy that for $1. I know what you're the Wizard of Oz and shit. That's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. Shouts out to Comcast for putting this heavenly angel in the game. Enjoy the show with us today. You know what I'm saying? Big up the Goofy Bone. Hanging out in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the bridge. And, I got one more Red Shades I want to get into. I got to get another song. I make me up some them little TV dinner meals.
You mean some poison for dinner?
What the hell the lady name is? No, one of them little kind of health meals. I forgot what the hell they call, but it's pepper steak with rice.
That does sound good.
Yeah, so I mean, hell, there ain't nothing about 5 or 6 scoops out that motherfucker, and then you're done with cussing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You
ain't getting full off
of
it.
Steak.
Yeah, you ain't
getting 1 or 2 bites of steak, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably about 4 pieces of steak up in there. You chop them up, you get 8 pieces of a piece and shit. So, fuck it. You got to work with what you have. Work with what you have. This right here is Red Shades, and big up to Goofy Bone, man, putting all this new music up on here. So some of the artists that we so happen to promote seem to want to charge us in the support of supporting them, which we don't believe in that shit. But we do go and get our ways of getting music that we want. And we got some of it up in her. This is Red Shades. It's called The Explanation. And this is Tuesday Time. The Master of Language presents Creole. Allo. Comen we.
Sorry for y'all, maybe just a little bit. Can't describe my flow, it's something different when you think of it. Dreams of being filthy, rich, so miss me with some hissy fits. I stay eating rappers, man, I'm licking off my fingertips. Plus I'm spitting fire and nobody can distinguish it. When I get that paper, I won't spend it on no chains and whips. That's a slave mentality, so in actuality, ain't nobody bad as me. I'm never on that foolishness. We are not the same, cause you're a rapper, I'm a lyricist. You can rep your crew, with your followers and middlemen. Funny I should mention them, cause all them need attention. And most likely in a battle, they would disappear and vanish quick. We're a different caliber, so I can never get with them. I feel bad for all those idiots and simpletons. I'm light as a rock, so everything you say is paper thin. Paper thin. Man, I could never miss. Feel like Sanaa Lathan in loving basketball, cause every shot I take, I'm making it. I'm seeing all those perpetrators, but I'm not afraid of them. And I don't know why, maybe cause I'm annihilating them. I'm used to all the jealousy, so people people let their hate begin. So people let their hate begin. I said I'm used to all this jealousy, so people let their hate begin.
He'll never learn. that night. We did those things that lovers do. Ooh, yeah. But I have a request, just one request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you, baby? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing and say, la la la, la la la. La 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 la. Now I'm sitting here at work, baby, daydreaming, me and you. I can't seem to get off my mind what we did late last night and this morning too. Ooh, 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 baby. But I have one more request. Just one more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Can we get on work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing, make me sing. La la la, la 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 la. Hey, baby, you make me sing. La la la.
Yeah, that's it, brother.
Oh,
man, I gotta take you back to hating this shit. What's that, brother?
Hey, what happened yesterday on the show after I left?
All hell
broke. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Did you hear the archives?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's in the archives.
Yeah, so. As our brothers, shouts out to
Dow Jones,
and what the other dude's name was?
Ray Ray
and Rob Murph or something like that. Everybody, all of them called from the UK with cocaine stories.
Oh, they gave their cocaine story?
Yeah, yeah. My first dude, Dow Jones, I fucking love it. I love cocaine. I'm like, okay.
And he puts it in his eyeball.
Yeah, he said he put it in. Man, I ain't heard. Well, I don't know nothing about doing.
I have.
He put it in his eyeball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they do like acid drops.
Okay. Guess that's the new next week story. My Health, Your Health presents acid. Yeah. Yeah. Don't know anything about the acid. Yeah, I've seen it before. I've seen the little tabs and stuff, but don't know the effects. Don't know anything about it. So what's up today, man? What you got going down in San Jose?
Man, I'm over here trying to look for a job. The money's running low. No more balling days. I'm over here running low on some weed. I'm about to get some milk because Boonoo's needs some cereal. And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Feed the dog cereal.
Why not? It's my son.
Right. What is it? Doggy biscuits with milk?
Come on, man. I give him Rice Krispies.
Oh, okay. Something that dissolves easily and he can...
Yeah.
Like I said, that crunch on and shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, the cable guy has been here for at least 20 minutes. And
probably
all checking
out.
I'm back and forth in the door. Bringing stuff one at a time. What the hell? You can't bring it all at once?
Trying to
Damn.
Check you out, groovy chick. That's what it is. Trying to check out the groovy chick.
You know, he's probably checking you out. If I was a cable guy, I'd be checking you out, too. Shit.
Goodness.
I'd be like, what's up, girl?
About to hook it up. The
no,
cable and the internet, okay? Not
oh.
me.
Oh. Oh. No, you know what he probably thinks.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Oh. But he got a job, though. You know what I'm saying? You been walking around the house, Heavenly Angel?
Am I walking around the house?
Yeah, so you been walking around the house in front of him?
No, I'm actually lounging on the bed.
All right. I know what he's
saying. He's skin.
Oh, yeah. Cable man.
It's okay now. I'm here.
No.
Yes.
I guess that's what he said when he walked to the door, huh? Hey.
I hope you're hungry because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Oh.
How about dinner?
Right. You're already ready. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get the Timmy going on that. Yeah. Keep that moving on past there, Miss Emily Angel. Yeah.
Well, props
hey,
to the cable man, Mike.
Yeah, shout out to slow-ass Mike. Yeah, there you go. Slow-ass mother. Goddamn, they're going to come back and all you had to replace was the cable box. Well, no, see, I had to put this other equipment up in here to make sure that I tested the signal of the test of the signal to make sure the box of the box that worked inside the box had a strong positive signal to the third quadrant of your cable system. God damn, dog. Can you break that down? I'm just saying, I had to replace the cable box. You had a bad cable box. God damn, motherfucker. You had to tell me all the other shit just to explain that. Jeez. You ain't got friends that over technical, you know, trying to over explain stuff. Over technical. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, dog, you just gave me five instructions on how to open a bag of weed up. Like,
right above it.
The fuck is that?
No, to the right. Over here. No. Up more. Yeah, right there.
What
are you doing?
Getting a blunt. What can I do?
No, I'll do ordering dog food or something. Like, yeah, no, I need that special can right there. Yeah, that special
flavor.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Benny's and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Oh, yeah. All right, check this out, people, since I got you captured. On the phone line, we shall get into some new Haitian Creole. We're learning food, people. We're learning food. Damn right. You got to be able to know how to ask for food when you get down to another person's country. And you don't want to be asking for cat, dog, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All we need now is some hot sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted a hot dog, not a literal hot dog. Yeah. Yeah. I was looking for pussy. I didn't want no cat, man. I was looking for pussy. I mean, where's the red light district? You know what I'm saying? Hookers, whores, man. I'm looking for pussy, not pussy on a platter, not cat. I was not looking for the cat.
I got the hot sauce, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop that to all those pussy-eating cat lovers out there.
Right. I don't want to eat
beaver
cat.
Eaters?
I don't. Yeah.
You know, I've eaten a pussy before, and believe me, it was furry.
It was
bitch. It was furry.
Furry.
Getting that cat alive,
good.
Baby.
Furry looking good. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right, people. Sorry, this is a family show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Heavenly Angel.
Hey, 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 hey. Don't hide that pussy.
Oh, sorry.
Put
the wrong button. Yeah,
you did.
Button. Yeah. Who let the dog out? Cyanide. Oh.
Where's Cyanide at? Roof.
Up in there walking Boo News and Bailey.
Hey, come on, man.
Bailey and Boo News. Yeah. Well, actually, Boo News probably ride on Bailey's back as big as his dog is.
I know. Hey, you know, Boo News tried to fuck a pit one time, and the pit, like, laid down, like on her stomach, and Boo News tried to hop on her, but he couldn't do it. It was funny. I should have recorded
hell
that.
Hell nah.
No mission style, huh? Only doggy style.
Yeah.
Only doggy style, bitch. Dog's got to stand up in it, too. You know what I'm saying? Stand up in it.
Oh, man.
They got the best position.
Oh, man. I wouldn't know. But, yeah.
Depends on where you're sticking that thing, huh?
Hey, not even going there. Yeah. First word, people, is beef. Like the old lady that got fired off of the Wendy's commercial. Where's the beef?
Beef.
It's on Wendy's bun. I mean, what was sexually suggestive about that?
Wendy's butt?
Yeah, like the old lady, she said, where's the beef? On
where's
Wendy's
the beef?
Bun.
Wendy's bun.
On Wendy's bun. I mean, what is that?
And I got a question.
In Wendy's buns.
Oh, man.
I got a question.
That would have been different. What's that?
Would I be a bad guy if I fucked a chick that looked like Wendy?
Oh, with the like Pippi Longstocking, you mean?
Yeah.
As long as she ain't got a mustache.
Right. You got to be careful.
And a beard. You don't want a beard either.
Oh, man. I had a homie named Pippi.
I don't know about that.
Didn't mean to get her mixed up with the chick. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Boone, here's your breakfast.
Here's your breakfast, Boo News. Here's some beef for you. Yeah.
Viande beef.
You don't like it?
Viande beef.
Not good enough for you? Little picky motherfucker.
Not even saying Young Biff, but
who's Young Biff? Is that a new rapper?
Yeah, my name's Young
Biff.
Young
Biff from Back to the Future.
That's Beef and Creole, nigga. Your name's Beef.
Is that Young Biff from Back to the Future?
You know what I mean?
Young Biff.
Beyond Biff. V-Y-A-N-N.
How do you say it again?
E-F. Beyond Biff.
Beyond
Biff.
Beyond Biff.
What does that mean, beef?
Beyond Biff.
Beyond.
What does that mean, beef?
Beef.
That's beef.
Beyond beef.
Beyond beef.
I want Heavenly Angels beef.
Biff. Young Biff. Beyond Biff.
Young Biff. Young Biff.
Young Biff.
Young
Biff.
Young Biff. Young Biff.
Young Biff.
Beyond Biff. Oh. That sounds like cursing.
Get on.
Beyond Biff. Did you just call me Biff? Yeah.
Beefy, baby. Beefy.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
We're talking beef, people. Beef. We're talking beef.
Beef. V-Y-A-N-N space B-E with the little accent mark F.
Beyond
Biff.
Beyond
Biff.
Beyond Biff.
Biff. Biff.
Biff. Biff.
Biff. Beyond Biff. Beyond Biff.
Beyond Biff.
Biff.
That's Creole.
All right. We're keeping it rolling, people. This is Haitian Creole 99.9 because we ain't at the 101 or nothing like that. Give it over.
Yes.
Give me some beer. Beer.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Beer. Without the R. Beer. That was some beer. Beer. Yeah, beer. All right, mate. You have beer. Yeah, it sounds Australian. For beer. Beer.
Beer.
Beer. Beer.
Beer.
Beer.
That's easy.
Beer. 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 Yeah, I said B-A. B-A.
Beer.
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 Beer. All right, moving on, people. That's beer. B-Y-E with the accent mark. Beer. Beer. You gotta know that one though. If you don't know beer, I don't want to be doing it in the country. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's one I can remember.
This is Bill referring to a statement of charges.
Bill.
Wow, that's hard. Bill. That's difficult. Bill. Bill. B-I-L is Bill, not B-I-L-L, which is Bill. They just shortened it by one L and said Bill. Right. Right. Everybody want to be, you know, unique. Anyway. Wow, okay. What is pond?
What is what?
Pond.
Say it again.
P-A-N. Pond. P-A-N. Pond.
Pond. Pond.
Pond. Same thing like brochen. Brochen is the same thing as pin. Pin is the same thing as bread.
Bread?
Pen is bread. Pass me the pen, please. Which is the bread. Bread in German is Brötchen. And Pan, I believe, I have to look that one up because I don't forget. Pan. Oh, no. Pan
corn is you. No, corn is bread in some other language, though. I forgot which one. All righty. Keep that moving. P-E-N was bread, people. P-E-N, bread. Then we're on to chicken, referring to the meat, not calling the person chicken, but yeah.
Viande poule.
V-Y-A-N-N space P-O-U-L. Viande poule. Viande poule. Viande poule. Got it? Beyond pool. Like a swimming pool.
The phone's cutting in and out. I can't hear it all.
Oh. Pool, like the swimming pool. Beyond pool. Beyond pool. Not beyond Beth. Beyond pool. Pool, like a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's chicken. All right. Everybody knows that one.
Café.
Café con leche. Café con leche. Café con leche. Coffee with milk. Coffee.
Coffee with milk?
Well, no, café, I'm just saying. That's in Spanish. Café con leche. Whenever you see that, that's coffee with milk. But coffee in Creole is café. K-A-F-E.
Café.
Café. Coffee.
Coffee.
We don't drink coffee.
Coffee.
We drink coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, okay. And
do you drink coffee?
No.
Ah.
Nope. Not a coffee drinker. I haven't drunk coffee since I was probably in the military. Not a coffee.
Was it any good?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, the kind of coffee we usually drink with. You make what they used to have to call it. Well, we used to take the coffee, black coffee, and mix it with the like cocoa powder.
Oh yeah,
mix
that's
it together,
good.
Make kind of like an espresso type deal. So you won't have to add the sugar, you know what I'm saying? Because the sugar's already in the cocoa powder. So when you mix it all together, that's just like adding sugar upon 1,000 fucking milligrams of sugar, so you're basically making an espresso. Yeah, that's a military espresso, people. You know what I'm saying? Black coffee and cocoa.
Timmy!
Hello.
Hello. Come on, we.
Come on, we.
You got Beyond Beth? Huh? You got some Beyond Beth, brother?
I got what?
Beyond Beth.
I don't understand a word what you just said, but okay.
You'll learn it in a second, brother. Beyond Beth. You know what I mean? Coffee, people, is coffee.
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 Oh, yeah,
cafe.
I heard you were explaining cafe latte.
Cafe. Oh, no, cafe con leche.
Ah.
Cafe con leche.
Cafe latte over.
Oh, no, I was saying that how to make a military latte, or military espresso, that is. You take regular coffee and then mix it with military cocoa powder. And I have to say that specifically, people, because military cocoa powder is not that goddamn shit that you buy out the motherfucking store. This shit here is, yeah, you need to mix it with some goddamn coffee. Because, man, that shit there, no, what the fuck they be serving? Prison coffee or some shit. That's what you actually be making, some goddamn prison coffee. But I'm not going to go in there. Yeah.
Prison coffee.
Anyways.
Alrighty.
Put a little cyanide in it. You don't have to worry about it.
Hey, you're not putting me in the coffee.
No.
What? I'll put some cream in there.
Oh, I can do it too.
Right.
shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Well, Heavenly Angel, if you take care of the milk, I take care of the cream.
Hey.
Right. And we're moving on. We're moving
How
on.
About the sugar?
Oh, you
There's
got
no
the sugar.
Sugar.
Right?
I got
yeah,
sugar.
Sorry. We,
but you
we want to
dissolve
it
in coffee?
There's nothing sweet in this tank, baby. You know what I'm saying? Sweet in the tank.
Just not the gas tank.
Most people have. You got a credit card there, Side 9?
No, man, no. I used to have one when I still needed a credit card to get on Xbox Live, but since that they canceled it, I canceled my credit card.
Oh. So, I mean, it's not a... The norm is not pushing to everybody getting credit cards over there?
No, they are pushing for other electronic ways of payment. Normal in the stores, they are pushing just to use PIN. And if you want to pay online, we got an iDEAL system. It's called iDEAL, where you can log into your bank to make a payment to a vendor when you make a purchase. And if everything, if something goes wrong, it's covered by the iDEAL payment, just like PayPal a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But
right,
yeah,
well.
credit card is costing people money, and of course they are pushing that in America. Make that, make that, make that.
Yeah, which is completely asinine, people. I mean, why would you want somebody to give you credit on your money that you have? I don't understand that. If you don't have no money in the bank, well, okay, yeah, you might want some credit. Somebody to give you some
yeah,
free
but
shit.
But if you got the money in the bank, why would you
want to
pay with a credit card
that
has 10% of interest?
Yeah, why you want to defer it, and then by the time you forget about it, which the average motherfucker do, that's when the penalties kick in. And now they done got so slicky dick to where they just like, you know, fuck all you credit card users. Whether you pay on time or you don't pay on time, we're still going to penalize you. So what the fuck is the point of having a credit card? Damn, boy, I hate Blog Talk for this stupid shit, man.
Why? What are they doing?
They got these old fuck-ass commercial ads and shit that play.
Yeah, I only hear commercials when I hit the archive.
The archive shows,
they play a commercial up front. Yeah, but the cool thing is you can fast forward the commercials. I always have my mouse where the player is, and you can skip it fast forward. If it's a minute ad, you can put it to 55 seconds. You only have to list 5 seconds of it.
Damn. No, I'm just saying, when I go to slide and, like, go back into my account, every time I go into it, the goddamn commercial pops up and decides to start and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that is probably regionalized, and that's just for your eyes, because I don't get those.
I
don't get ads on several websites where I hear Americans complaining, oh, I have several ads on there, several annoying ads. All right, it's nothing.
Yeah, this shit pops up. Right?
Oh, no, yeah.
Well, I mean, at the same time, if you become a show host and you start logging into your account, that's how they get paid, you know what I'm saying, off of them putting them fucking ads on the side of your goddamn shit, of your account. So they... Everybody in Heavy Angel going to see it, or you going to see it. But every time, if you log into my account, you'll see those same commercials. You'll see some kind of ads. You're going to see some kind of ads. I don't know if it's the same one. But they're going to be streaming some kind of bullshit-ass ad that's going to annoy the fuck out of you. Nothing to do with me. No, man. Goddamn punk motherfucker. All right, people, we got to hurry up. We got to hurry up and finish these up. Get some nutty news. Got to hurry up. Credit card.
Cat Freddy.
Okay.
Can you repeat that, please?
Cat Freddy.
K-A-T space K-R-E-D-I. And really, that kind
Cat
of sounds
Cat
just
Freddy.
Like it is. Yeah, Cat Freddy. Get ready.
Does that mean you got pussy kids credit?
Yeah.
Pussycat on credit?
Pussy card. Coochie credit, that's what I'm talking about. Not a coochie coupon. We've had coochie credit for you fellas for the new year. Get yours now. Only $99.95 plus shipping and handling of $49.95 plus a handling fee and restocking shelf of 20% plus a... God damn, man. By the time I get the motherfucker, it's like $400. This is... You give it to me, damn, they're free. Yeah.
Don't forget the tax.
Damn. Yeah, they're not available in Alaska, Hawaii. God damn. You know, guys, 30 different motherfucking taxes, and then when they can't tax you, that's where it's not available at. You know what I'm saying? It's not available in Canada, Hawaii, Alaska. Yeah, these motherfuckers don't have taxes.
Cat credit.
All right.
Cat credit.
Okay. This is a real tongue twister for everybody.
I was just going to say, Creole's pretty easy to learn.
Yeah, pretty easy. Pretty easy until you get to this. I would like.
I didn't hear that. Son, I met.
Untarlemet?
What is he saying?
Mutare man.
Mutare man.
M-W-E-N space T-A space R-E-N-M-E-N.
Muntalemen.
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 Muntalemen. Muntalemen.
Yeah. Muntalemen.
Muntalemen.
Yeah. El Wido. I would like El Wido. Oh. Okay, we're moving on. Oswa. That is or. Oswa. O-S-W-A. Oswa.
Oswa.
Do you like weed? Oswa. Cocaine. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Oswa.
Well, if you ever want random people calling in, you can always mention the word cocaine on your show, and you got people calling in, I love cocaine!
I love cocaine! Okay. Right. And the UK took the lead on that one, people. Congratulations. Oh, thank you, UK, for redeeming yourself, man. I really thought we were going to be... You know what I'm saying? Really asked out, but we weren't. That is cool. Last but not least, people, we have good old agua, good old water, base, a couple other ways you can say it. But they say...
No. No. No.
Okay. D-L-O. Dlo. 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 Dlo.
Dlo.
Dlo. I ain't never said D and L together, but that's how you do it. Dlo.
Dlo.
Dlo. Dlo. Dlo. Dlo. Dlo. Dlo. Dlo. Okay. Dlo. All right, now to do it, people. Let's go ahead and review. Got to do a review. And first word on the review is beef. Beyond Beth. Beyond Beth.
Okay, that Beyond. Was who asked me before, Beyond Beth?
Yeah, Beyond Beth is beef. You got beef? Anybody ever ask you that? You got beef, man? You got a problem? You got some beef with me?
No. That reminds me of a great line of a Dutch comedian. He says when you go into town, into Eindhoven, that's the town where he lives in, and you go to the street where the most bars are at, and you go to somebody and you say, trouble or beef, you got beef. But if you go to the same place at the same time, you go to the same guy and you say, love, you got beef too.
What?
He says if you go up to somebody and you ask if you want trouble, you will get trouble. And if you go up to the same guy and you say love, as in love, you got trouble too.
Yeah, no. Well, that's what beef is here too. So you got beef with somebody, you got a problem with somebody, you got something to say to somebody, you got beef beyond best. Huh?
Beyond best.
Beyond best. Beyond best? You are beyond best with me? Oh. Alright, and America's favorite pastime is beer, and that is bia. Bia. B-Y-E.
Bia.
Bia. Bia. Moving on, bia. You're most definitely going to have this when you touch down in Haiti. A bill is a beer. Bile. Just drop off one of the L's, and there you go. Bile. All right, moving on. Bread. Bread. You ever heard of pond?
What?
Pond. Isn't bread called pond? I thought it was called pond or something like that in another language.
Pond or pawn?
No, pond. P-A-N, pond.
P-A-N?
Yeah. It says you. It translates into you, but I thought it meant something else. I thought it meant bread, but...
I don't know the word.
Yeah, it doesn't. So, anyway, pen, P-E-N, pen, is bread in Creole. Pen. No, that's hard. I'm sorry. Sorry for the difficult lessons. Right. If you ask for a little bit of chicken, referring to meat, you would ask for beyond poule. Beyond poule. Beyond poule. All right, all my coffee drinkers out there, all my café drinkers. K-A-F-E. Oh, my bad. And chicken is B-Y-A-N-N space P-O-U-L. Beyond Poule.
Poule is the French word for chicken, I believe.
Oh, the pool of it?
Uh-huh.
Poule. Poule. Okay. Let's see, chicken translated into translate to English. No, from English into, what do you say, French?
French.
It's poulet. P-O-U-L-E-T. Poulet.
Yeah, almost the same.
Yeah, almost the same. Well, it is the same. They just put the et onto it. Et. Poulet. You have to make it sound Frenchy. Yeah.
We have to make it sound French.
And what people don't need, unless it's a debit card, goddamn, you don't need a fucking credit card. You get a goddamn credit card, put your fucking funds on the bitch. Get the
motherfucking
funds taken off. Huh?
Cut credit?
Cat credit. Cat credit. Credit card. Cat credit. K-A-T space K-R-E-D-I. Cat credit. Cat credit. Right. And I would like cat credit. Yeah. Mutal And then men.
Mutau man? Or Mutau women?
Mutau remen.
Mutau remen.
Mutau remen. M-W-E-N space T-A space R-E-N-M-E-N. Mutau remen. I would like. Or is Oswa or Oswa. And last but not least, Dlo.
Dlo.
Good old water is Dlo.
How is that spelled? L-E-H-U-X?
No, Dlo. D-L-O. Dlo.
D-L-O.
You spelling it like these extra words. No. Dlo. Three words, three letters. I mean, Dlo. 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 Dlo.
Dlo.
Dlo. Dlo. All right, people, and that will do it for United News of the Day, brought to you part by AnotherNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean...
the world.
I got to get in a quick song, man, so I can change out a CD and then coming right back at you with another news right after these messages.
Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy. Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy. Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy. Fuck some. Fuck some. Fuck some. Fuck some. Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy. Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy. Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy. Fuck some. Fuck some. Fuck some. Fuck some. Don't need to go. I just wanna fuck. No phone, thank you.
everything went to flash. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, your social sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Hook up real soon. Got to hook up the new promo. You know what I'm saying? That we got from the yesterday. You guys will probably be hearing that tomorrow.
Thank you.
I got to chop up that sound bite and do what I do to it. You know what I'm saying? What's happening, Miss Heavenly Angel? What's up with the cable? What's up, Mr. Mike?
He's still hooking it up. He's working on that TV right now, and then he's got to do the internet.
You must then have, like, no service.
The cable really sucked, yeah. I can't even hardly get a signal from the phone in here.
Yeah, we can tell that. Yeah. We can tell that. You're kind of sucking right now. And I'm strictly talking about the cell phone. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Got some lollipops, babe.
Oh, man. Over here in England, tooth in man's ear causes ear aches for 30 years.
What? What did he have in his ear?
A tooth.
A tooth. How did that get in there?
All right. British man who suffered headaches and partial deafness for 30 years said doctors eventually found a tooth lodged in his ear canal. Stephen Hurst, 47, of Sheffield, England, said he began suffering frequent earaches and infections when he was 14, and doctors were baffled as to the cause of the discomfort for 30 years. The nurse used a microscope, then tweezers, and pulled out the tooth.
Okay, if they pulled it out with a pair of tweezers, I don't think it's rooted in something.
I mean, and you telling me that over 15 years, bitches ain't figured out. Looking in your goddamn with all this high-tech equipment and them looking all around in your ear that they didn't see a big-ass fucking tooth.
Especially if they can pull it out with pliers afterwards. How can they miss that?
And it's on your ear canal.
Wow.
Right.
I bet he can hear better
doctors.
Now.
Yeah, here you go, doctors.
Maybe he used to...
Lying! Piece of sack of shit! Slut trash can! Scummiest dirtbag! Bitch!
Maybe he used to stuff a lot of food down his ear and he evolved. He grew teeth in his ear.
Right. Like the dude that had the seed in his growing out of his throat and shit.
Feet growing out of his throat.
Yeah, you know I covered that on another news. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Does he have? Did he have normal feet too, or only the feet growing out of his neck?
No, seeds. He had a seed, an actual plant growing out of his throat.
If it's a wheat plant, I'll welcome it.
Yeah, you don't remember, man? Come on, man. I know you paying attention to these
things. I remember it.
The dude that had the pee.
Yeah, but now that you say seats, that's a lot clearer. I understood feet, so that I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah. Over here in the Vatican, which they need to blow the whole goddamn... Well, anyways, fuck all that. Fuck religion, too.
Growing out of his lungs.
Yeah, it was growing out of his lungs. Yeah, it was a piece of a pea pod. And just start growing in his shit. Yes, people.
He inhaled it down his windpipe.
Right. Homer Simpson is Catholic.
I don't believe in religion, baby.
Hey, just spreading the lies. I mean, the news.
The Simpsons was elected the most educative TV program for kids in the age of 12 to 15 or something like that.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons.
With beer, Bart cussing out, a baby running away from the home. Oh yeah, I think all of that gears towards your kids.
Yeah,
and healthy.
And Homer was elected as the most educative person of all. I don't.
Oh my gosh.
Understand how they
calculate. Speak on America. The official Vatican newspaper has declared that beer swilling, donut loving Homer Simpson and son Bart are Catholics. And what's more, it says that parents should not be afraid to let their children watch the adventures of the little guys in yellow. That study concludes that The Simpsons is among the few TV programs for kids in which Christian faith, religion, and questions about God are recurrent themes.
I don't remember an episode where that was in, but
I don't either. I don't remember one episode where they were talking about the Lord or any kind of religion, period. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Over in Pennsylvania, shout out to Easy Rider, bit66.com. Man left 2-year-old in store stroller after stealing coat.
Stealing what?
Coat, jacket.
I'm on cocaine.
A coat.
This is the third incident. This is the third or fourth incident that has involved motherfucking dumbass adults bringing it. Why the fuck would you bring your kid to do a fucking crime?
Maybe he didn't plan on it, and the situation just occurred, and he acted on it.
Nah, man, that's like
hey,
the chick that
you're asking me
down.
A question. I think about a possible answer.
Oh yeah, I did. I asked asinine question. Because that is just it. Really, is no real answer to that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's just fucked up parenting. That's what it is, fucked up parenting. Just like the bitch that took her kid to the goddamn Walmart and left him in there after she tried to shoplift. Just like the stupid dude that went to the bank and tried to rob the bank and left the goddamn little boy in there. Just like the fucking, other one. I don't know. I know I read three or four different occasions. Yeah, that was the other one. The 2-year-old didn't want to. That was read that one the other day, yesterday. 2-year-old didn't want to leave the store for the mom, leave the kid in the store.
Well, there are also people forget the kid in the car while it's 70 degrees outside, and they come back two hours later and find a dead baby inside.
Well, that happens so often, man. Shit.
So
man,
if you go to a bank, you have a choice of leaving your kid inside the car or take it with you inside the bank, then take it with you inside the bank.
Police have issued an arrest warrant for a Swarthmore man charged with stealing 5 leather coats from Kohl's, fleeing police and leaving behind his 2-year-old daughter in his store stroller in the parking lot with the coats. The man later identified as Andrew Surplus, which apparently he didn't have a surplus of jackets or he wouldn't have been stealing. Oh! 39 was stopped by a store security guard just outside the store. Surplus ran back into the store, leaving the baby outside in the stroller.
I smell an award.
Look at these people.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit. Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, that is seriously heartless.
Yeah, that is Come on. Then you run. Hold on. I'm sorry, people. I got to backtrack. Because then the stupid motherfucker ran back into the stove. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck are you going to do back into the stove that you just stole out from?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
What? All right, anyways, over here in Panama City Beach, yes, people, we're in fucking Florida, goddamn Florida.
Yoo-hoo!
Anyway, we can't, we're not going to top what went on yesterday, so hey, you know what I'm saying. Till I get some cokeheads calling into the show, fuck that. We're never going to beat the UK.
Hey,
oh,
well.
Man.
It's a little bit safer to come out and say that over here and in the UK than it is over in the States. Before you know it, you get arrested over there.
Oh, yeah.
And over here, having cocaine on you for personal use is allowed.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's not a crime, let me tell you that way. If they search you and they find half a gram of cocaine on you, you just sign a release form that you hand it in voluntarily, and you won't get a record, you won't get a fine, you won't get anything.
Yes, police, you all do the drugs for me. Thank you. Man throws cat off a six-floor balcony, and it lands at the feet of cops. Dumbass.
Did it survive?
Dumbass.
Did the cat survive?
Let's see. Baton Rouge man faces a felony charge after allegedly throwing his roommate's cat off a six-story balcony. The cat landed and died in front of the roommate and Panama City Beach police officers who were standing in the parking lot of Grand Panama Beach Resort. Bob Dwayne Johnson. That's old country-ass name, Bobby Dwayne Johnson. All right. 26 was charged with felony, animal cruelty, and misdemeanor battery after attacking his roommate.
Alrighty. We don't have enough awards for that guy?
No, yeah, but, yeah.
Sheep, lying, no-good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit. Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
I don't think there was any dog shit going on.
Smelly, I have the TV on, and there is a segment of The Simpsons on. And what is he doing? God,
nah.
You will get me those tickets. And then Flanders rings the door, and he opens up. Hey, I got you those tickets.
That's fun, yeah.
What a coincidence. It was just a small segment, I guess, to underline the news from the Vatican, or maybe that it was selected the most educated program or something. It was just 10 seconds. But to choose a fragment where they were talking about God.
Oh, man. For the cat. But I thought they had nine lives.
No, it already
will come back tomorrow.
It already lost three, and it was six stories, so 3 + 6 is 9.
Oh, man, that is fucking crazy. Over here in Texas, Squirrel Awareness Month is at the same time as squirrel hunting season. Right. Oh, man, y'all motherfuckers too stupid, man. Squirrel Awareness Month runs concurrently with the opening of squirrel hunting season in Deep Beach, Texas. So while squirrel hunting is a year-round lower-profile sport in South Texas and other regions, it's got a gold rush feel in the eastern part of the state. Out there, it's wildly popular. Feverish hunters wait all year for their chance to light up the woods with gunfire. most countryest backyard redneck bullshit I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah. They don't shoot the animals for food, they shoot the animals for fun.
One dumbass black dude and all of that shit. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking having fun. You shooting squirrels, you dumbass. You got nothing else to fucking do but kill some goddamn critters and ain't got shit to do with y'all. Ain't causing no fucking problem.
For fun. It's not a necessity.
For fun.
They don't have to eat
for
or something. They shoot them for fun. Give me that gun. I'll shoot for you with fun.
Over here in Seattle. Yeah, I'll kick
Seattle.
Yes,
yeah, I wonder where that is.
Yeah, we're over here in your hometown, Seattle, Washington, people. Where a judge upholds $13 million award for a dancing firefighter.
Yeah, we didn't hear about that one here.
$13 million award?
Right. A King
Every
County.
You better pay attention. $13 million.
Superior Court judge refused to vacate a nearly $13 million award to a Seattle firefighter who was injured at a fire station in 2003. The city of Seattle appealed the award after an investigator hired Capture Mark Jones on surveillance, video dancing, chopping wood, playing horseshoes, and bocce ball this past spring. Jones claimed he was permanently disabled and in constant pain. I mean, hell, that's the only thing I say. I mean, people's injuries are not permanent. If that shit happened in 2003, this is damn, y'all talking about 2010. I mean, he's never supposed to fucking heal? I mean, what? It took y'all so goddamn long to get a man his money, it's surprising that he did heal. Because had y'all motherfucking gave him his money back in 2003, this wouldn't have been no fucking issue now. Because the $13 million would have helped him in his rehabilitation to be able to chop wood, play horses, and fucking bocce ball, and dance on some goddamn video.
Uh-huh. And if I would have committed fraud and got $13 million, I would have moved abroad. Then they couldn't touch my money anymore.
Man, that's too crazy. I ain't, he don't get no war for that, though. I mean, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Hope this ain't Miss Computer Lady. Just kidding, Miss Computer Lady, if you're hearing this. Over in Ohio, woman robbed husband at gunpoint.
Wow.
Okay. Give up the dick. Give up the motherfucking dick. Oh. All right.
What did you think, that he was not going to find her?
You know, I mean, okay. Cincinnati woman is accused of robbing a man at gunpoint. Her own husband. Police said Stephanie Fall pointed a gun at her husband, Mudal Fall, and demanded money. Officer said Stephanie Fall threatened to shoot her husband if he didn't comply. And with the name looking like Mudal Fall, I'm pretty sure he's a foreigner and she probably married him just to get the money. Yeah, I'm in these states now, bitch. You get no money. I heard the Eddie Murphy. You don't get half. You don't get half.
Well, maybe it was the other way around. He married the woman and he got half her money for a change.
Oh, yeah, I ain't thinking about that. And now he won't give her no money. fucked up. Anyway, crazy dude.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Crazy ass bitch. To death do us part, bitch, and we finna part right now.
Until death do us part. Okay.
Oh, man. It's too crazy, man. I'm moving to Pakistan. I am moving to Pakistan. Anybody wants to know why? Because man marries two women in one day. I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Two in one day.
Yeah, but what? You know, one thing you don't hear about, like they don't nationally spray Pakistan or these other countries that take on five, six, eight wives. Where's the AIDS at?
hey, if you marry two women and you get half and half, you only get 25% of your money left.
Where is the AIDS at, though? That's what I'm saying. Why are the concerns for the spreading of AIDS a concern?
I think the women are mono. They keep it into their own circle. It might be eight people, but it's the same eight people over and over and over again. So if you don't have somebody with an infection or an STD or something, I guess it's still safe.
All right. Television channels have provided live coverage of Azar Hadrizi's decision to marry both women over a 24-hour period. At first, he refused to marry the woman selected by his family since childhood because he loved someone else. Pakistani law allows polygamy because it interprets Islam to allow a man to have up to four wives. Islam is the main religion in the country. People, I can't take care of one goddamn woman. What the do I look like trying to take care of four or five of them?
Yeah, there are also marriages there where there's absolutely no sex, no intercourse whatsoever. They just married to each other by law, and sometimes they're friends, sometimes they're not, but it doesn't directly mean intercourse and all that stuff. Maybe that's
and,
why.
Sadder news over here in Cambodia. This is our first time in Cambodia. All right. 14 people are dead from drinking wine from weed killer bottle.
From what? Weed killer bottle. Toxic.
Why the
poison?
Alrighty. 14 people have died from drinking wine tainted with weed killer. Oh, okay. At a ceremony where the Cambodian villagers were appealing to spirits to protect children. Police in the eastern province of Kampong Cham said the victims drank locally produced rice wine from a bottle that had been previously contained toxic herbicide. They are still investigating but believe the poisoning was accidental.
That's terrible.
Well, I don't know why people don't mark their shit. It's like when you have a fish tank, the buckets you use for cleaning, and you get all the cleaning stuff in there. You can't use that for the fish tank.
Every fucking container, even bleach, says do not reuse.
Wow.
It tells you that. Why would you reuse a goddamn ammonia bottle to pour Kool-Aid in and drink out of it?
That's terrible.
I mean,
if you want to do that, why don't you clean it sufficiently?
Hey, you can't. Yeah, well, I guess you can, but that's still, hell no. You can't never get rid of that smell.
Well,
smell
as soon
like
as you get rid of the smell, the chemicals are out. So boil it in water for 3 weeks.
I'm going to do all that.
Try that.
Yeah, I'm going to do all that just so I can drink some goddamn rice wine out of the container.
Well, well, they didn't want to do that either, so they just poured it in.
Exactly. And the result, ding, 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 they're dead. Oh. Last but not least, people were in California where ex-NFL star drives off cliff after being arrested. Oh, okay. Damn, I didn't know that. Damn, that's fucked up.
Who was it? Which one?
And y'all know him. God damn.
They don't mention the name?
Yeah, man. Former NFL linebacker, Junior Seau.
Oh.
Damn, I remember him, man. That's fucked up. Drove his SUV off a cliff in Carlsbad, California, just hours after being arrested on suspicion of domestic violence. So, 41 was reportedly released from a San Diego detention facility a little more than an hour after being arrested at approximately 2 a.m. local time. The incident involved his live-in girlfriend. After being released from custody, South drove, then drove his SUV off a cliff.
For some domestic violence? Would you drive yourself off the cliff?
For pussy, period. I mean, why are you motherfuckers killing yourself over pussy, man? Oh, that's some pussy shit right now. The 12-time Pro Bowler's white Cadillac SUV was found on the beach about 100 feet below the roadside. Kane said it wasn't a sheer cliff, but was a significant rough slope. Sal was taken to Scripps, La Jolla Hospital in San Diego. They report that Sal told authorities he wasn't trying to kill himself when he drove off the cliff. He simply nodded off while driving his SUV.
Okay, he just fell asleep.
Right.
Right. Did he survive by any chance?
She appeared to have minor injuries and did not require medical treatment. He was arrested outside of his home about 2 hours after police arrived. He wasn't home when authorities arrived, but they asked him to return when he called his girlfriend. Sal posted bail and was released from San Diego County Jail in Vista. There are no injuries, but he seems to be a little shaken up.
Okay, so at least he survived. It was not dangerous.
Yeah, 100-foot cliff, right? He didn't drive off like no...
Yeah, but it was a
cliff.
It was a slope, so he wouldn't crash 100 feet. He would just drive off every
roll
fast.
Down it. Yeah, he just rolled down it, yeah. Look at that pussy shit. That pussy shit, you did a Tiger Woods movie. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. He's doing Tiger Woods. He crashing in front of his house and shit. Fuck that shit, bitch. You don't want me to take off no more. Fuck it. Call. All right, people, and that will do it for your next news of the day. Brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird and crazy. What the fuck is wrong with the transporter beam news? Okay. What the fuck are
you? Oh, Angel Man. Wait, I'm sorry. Because there's already one on there.
What's going on with the damn news? Oh.
Hello? Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. And now Sinai gets kicked out. What the hell is going on, Blog Talk? Huh?
Did he die?
Who that?
Yeah, he died.
No, Junior Seau didn't die. No, that's dumb.
Oh, he didn't die? Oh, I thought he did.
No. He only drove off a 100-foot slope, not a cliff.
Oh.
Cliff, but it was a fucking slope.
So you tell me, what the fuck is a slope?
It's just a steep hill.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
100 foot is 100 foot, isn't it? I mean, come on.
But I mean, you talking about a fucking Cadillac SUV? White Cadillac? Come on, man. That shit ain't gonna do nothing to no damn truck. I mean, unless he was doing like 100 miles an hour and then flew off the damn cliff. But he claimed he nodded off and then just rolled off the cliff and then down the slope. You see what I'm saying? They're not saying like he drove and flew off the motherfucker. He didn't fly off of it. He just fell asleep and then rolled down the slope, rolled down the side of the hill.
Right. Back on?
Yeah. Let me tell y'all something.
Back on,
people, getting with little young chicks, it can be detrimental to your health.
Right.
So you might want to be a little weary. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some of them can drive you a little crazy. I don't know, but 41 messing with a 25-year-old. You know what I'm saying? This ain't when I was 25. This is 2010 25-year-olds. These motherfuckers, man, are dumb, man. I mean, the whole generation is some dumbass motherfucking teenagers growing up into some dumbass adults. You know, like they don't know nothing about responsibility. There's no such thing as responsibility out there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, obviously,
life ain't gonna never grow up.
That 25-year-old. So, I mean, it's his stupidity on his part.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, keep his young up and shit by going way young. God damn, homie, I mean, shit. Wow. Anyway.
Thank God he survived.
Yeah, Junior stay out, you know what I'm saying? And he was a good player while he was in. I wonder why I didn't hear from him.
I hated him because he was in the Chargers, and I'm a Raider fan. But I mean, shit. It's all out of respect, right?
Right.
Thank you very much. Yeah, but guys, done.
Oh. You got cable?
Thanks to Mike. He's the man of the day.
Put him on the cable, all right.
Yay.
Y'all give it up for Mike for taking
30-45.
Oh, my bad. Okay,
you sound like a goddamn
job passer. That's what you do, homie. Get your ass out of here. You know what you should have told him, Evelyn, when he first walked in? You should have looked him straight in his eye and told him.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Okay.
Got it. But he might like that.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I forgot who you. Yeah. All right, people. We got 10 minutes, man. We got 10 minutes. I got a bunch of new music.
We got
this
another
Thursday.
Show after this.
What's up?
Oh, we going to do it live on 186 Point Deuce, the Tuesday Indie Mix.
The
check
Tuesday
it out.
Tuesday Indie Mix. That'll work because I'm going to be hooking up. I'm going to be sharing my desktop with my homeboy DJ Slow Motion through TeamViewer. Shouts out to Sinai for turning me on to that. But, yeah, man, I got all my homeboys. Anybody who a DJ, I'm encouraging to share TeamViewer. To download the application, go to teamviewer.com, download the application and install it, and then let me know when you install the shit, and then I'll give you my passwords and stuff. Because, you know, between DJs, it's so hard to motherfucking email files and all that kind of shit like we be wanting to send. So the team view is the perfect shit, just so somebody can just come on onto your computer and then grab the music that they want to grab, and then you can drag and drop
the
music.
Yeah, that'd be bad though.
You
know what I mean? Somebody
can throw
a dirty file up on your shit, and the next thing you know, your computer's all fragmented and all that other shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't just give out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying everybody. I mean, you gonna got some assholes out there, but. Close friends that you deal with on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Me and you. Me and Sinai.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we friends.
Day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. not motherfuckers that just going to computer.
Hey,
that's why I want
so you're telling
computer,
me
you know
I shouldn't give it out to like Harold Lippitt. Sound off now. Because we're not friends, right? We're just associates.
I don't do that, man. Y'all too crazy for me. All right, so what we got? What is it? Tuesday? What everybody got planned for the rest of the day, man? What's going down?
Nothing, man. I'm just gonna this show. I'm just gonna play some music. You know, if people want to call in and talk, chit chat, fuck, I'm down for that too. It's just I'm all about throwing out the music because I've been getting millions of I'm talking about emails after emails after emails. People loving the music, man. And it's just like, fuck. If they loving it, this shit, I'm going to play for them. So, got to love the fans.
Who the hell is Z?
That's that one partner. It was up in your chat room like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but you put ZZZ. Who was that?
No, that's his name, Z. Z-I-I-Z.
You put ZZZ holographic.
No, right. That is me. That is me.
Wait a minute, man. Don't be blaming me for fucking things that aren't even there. Come on, brother.
Hey, I don't know what the man. Y'all put all this shit on here. I'm coming in all kind of shit. I don't know what the fuck all this is. I see two songs by Z, but then at the bottom it says ZZZ holographic.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I put that there to make it appear at the bottom so I could scroll down easily and play the song.
Oh, that's a song.
That's what I played yesterday, the techno that I uploaded.
Oh, okay, holographic.
That's
a 20-minute
techno song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we grand.
No, but no, the homeboy Z, play that stuff, his music. He's got some good music. On My Grind, that's a good one.
Yeah, I played Say Little Mama earlier. I think when I first started out the show, I played that. All right.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the music, man.
Well, don't forget, people, right after this, Worldwide Radio Network on the 186.2 Group at Bob Show. Going down real big, man. We'll be moving on over there. I got to hit up a couple of people. Do what I do, get out of here. Tuesday, Time to Master Language. Presents Creole.
Thanks.
And I'd like to say hello. Home and
week. Well done. Thanks. I'm so excited about
El Piso S. Alto.
Oh, she got her.
Enjoy
got
your,
her cable today.
Your new cable there, Miss Heaven Angel. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
Yeah. It's all done now.
We are out of here, people. This is Z. I'm on My Grind. And, we got like 6 minutes. It'll probably be Z with John New to take us on out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you. Yesterday, I got an email from some guys from Canada. They love that song, the remix of John New, I Need Money.
You got from who?
I had some fellas from Canada. They emailed me yesterday, and they wanted to hear that song, I Need Money, by John New, the remix. They like that shit.
Oh, well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to TP on the remix, DJ TP. On the remix, you know what I'm saying?
Is that the song I Won't Shake My Ass Unless It's for Cash?
Oh yeah. Alright, people, we're probably end the show with that one. But we on our grind, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like this. This is Z, you know what I'm saying? Sent to us from California, San Jose. That's why we motherfucking network and share music every day. You know what I'm saying? Breaking all this the indie way, goddammit. Right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. WDGE Radio.
We on our grind.
Woman, I'm proud of my own. She's kind of down, hurry for me. So
don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record game
is true, all right? You ready for it? Check this.